We'll make a start, shall we, and speak to God in prayer. God and Father, we thank thee again that the time has come for us to consider the word of God, the message of the gospel. Thank thee for everyone who has tuned in for this. And we pray thy blessing upon everyone who's here. Pray that we some perhaps who still need to know the Lord Jesus, whose sins are not yet forgiven, not yet saved. Pray that such of our friends will be, make sure they're ready for eternity and get right with thee. We thank thee for the finished work of the Lord Jesus on the cross. Pray for all thy people too are listening in, that we might be encouraged as we think of the message of the gospel again. And for any who've got particular needs, any perhaps who are not well, we pray for their restoration. And we pray thy comfort for those who sorrow that we heard of. We pray for comfort for them. And so we pray thy blessing as we open the word of God now and read from it, and that the gospel message as it's preached. And we pray that thou wilt speak to each heart today. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we're reading two passages of scripture today for this meeting. We're reading first of all from the book of Genesis and chapter 4. And we're reading from verses 1 to 5. I'll read them in English and then Raquel will read them in Tagalog. So Genesis 4 verse 1. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell.
So, sa pasimula ng ating mensahe sa araw na ito, ating basahin una sa aklat ng Genesis chapter 4 verse 1 hanggang 5. Verse 1. Sinipingan ni Adan ang kanyang asawa at ito'y nagdalang tao. Nang isilang ang kanyang panganay na lalaki, ay sinabi ni Eva, nagkaroon ako ng anak na lalaki sa tulong ni Yahweh. Kaya Cain ang ipinangalan niya rito. Verse 2, sinundan si Cain ng isa pang anak na lalaki at Abel naman ang ipinangalan dito. Naging pastol o tagapag-alaga ng tupa si Abel at si Cain naman ay naging magsasaka. Verse 3, dumating ang panahon na si Cain ay naghandog kay Yahweh ng ani niya sa bukid. Verse 4, kinuha naman ni Abel ang isa sa mga panganay ng kanyang kawan, pinatay niya ito at inihandog ang pinakamainam na bahagi. Si Yahweh ay nasiyahan kay Abel at sa kanyang handog. Verse 5, ngunit hindi niya kinalugdan si Cain at ang handog nito. Dahil dito, hindi mailarawan ang mukha ni Cain sa tindi ng galit.
And now we're going to read from the New Testament, from the Epistle to the Hebrews in chapter 11 and verses 1 to 4. I'll again read in English and then Raquel will read in Tagalog. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh.
At sa aklat naman ng Hebreo ay ang ating babasahin sa Hebreo chapter 11 verse 1 hanggang 4. Verse 1, ang pananampalataya ay pagtitiwala na mangyayari ang ating mga inaasahan at katiyakan tungkol sa mga bagay na hindi nakikita. Verse 2, kinalugdan ng Diyos ang mga tao noong una dahil sa kanilang pananampalataya sa Kanya. Verse 3, dahil sa pananampalataya, nauunawaan natin na ang sanlibutan ay nilalang sa pamamagitan ng salita ng Diyos at ang mga bagay na nakikita ay mula sa mga hindi nakikita. Verse 4, dahil sa pananampalataya sa Diyos, si Abel ay nag-alay ng mas mabuting handog kaysa sa inihandog ni Cain. Kaya naman si Abel ay kinilalang matuwid nang tanggapin ng Diyos ang kanyang handog. At kahit patay na siya, nagsasalita pa siya sa pamamagitan ng kanyang pananampalataya sa Diyos.
From Genesis chapter 4, we have read of the first family who ever lived in this world. Here we see the first two children who were born, the two brothers, Cain and Abel. They were born to Adam and Eve, who were created and formed by God as adults. Adam was made from the dust of the ground, and his wife Eve was formed from a rib of Adam.
Mula sa chapter 4 o sa kabanatang 4 ng aklat ng Genesis ay ating nabasa ang patungkol sa unang pamilya na nabuhay dito sa mundo. Ang unang dalawang anak na isinilang, dalawang magkapatid na lalaki, si Cain at Abel. Sila ang mga anak ni Adan at Eva na nilikha ng Diyos bilang mga taong nasa hustong gulang na. Si Adan ay nilikha mula sa alikabok ng lupa at ang kanyang kabiyak na si Eva ay nilikha mula sa tadyang ni Adan.
Therefore, Adam and Eve were never babies or children growing up. How amazed Adam and Eve must have been when their first child, Cain, was born. So concerning her conception and at Cain's birth, Eve exclaimed, I have gotten a man from the Lord, knowing that God is the giver of all life.
Sa makatuwid, si Adan at Eva ay hindi naranasan ang pagiging sanggol at pagiging bata o paglaki. Marahil namangha si Adan at si Eva nang isilang ang kanilang unang anak na lalaki na si Cain. Kung kaya't nabanggit ni Eva, nagkaroon ako ng anak na lalaki sa tulong ni Yahweh, sapagkat batid niya na ang Diyos ang nagbibigay ng buhay.
After a while, their second son, Abel, was born. Yet how different to each other those two brothers proved to be as they grew. Abel became an animal keeper, keeping sheep. And Cain took up farming. The sad thing was that there was something that both the brothers were born with. They were both born sinners. And why was that?
Makaraan ang ilang panahon, ang kanilang ikalawang anak na si Abel ay isinilang. At sa paglaki ng dalawang magkapatid ay makikita ang kanilang pagkakaiba. Si Cain ay naging isang magsasaka na nagbubungkal ng lupa at si Abel naman ay naging tagapag-alaga ng mga tupa. Ang nakalulungkot, ang magkapatid na ito'y isinilang na makasalanan at bakit ito nangyari?
It was because their parents were sinners. Adam and Eve became sinners instead of being content with abundance of fruit God provided for them from the trees in the Garden of Eden. They ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that God had forbidden them to eat. Eve allowed herself to be deceived by Satan's temptation, and Adam plainly disobeyed God's command and is responsible for sin entering into the world. The sin nature was passed on to all the human race.
Sapagkat ang kanilang magulang, si Adan at si Eva ay makasalanan. At si Adan at si Eva ay naging makasalanan sapagkat sa halip na makontento sa kasaganaan ng mga prutas na ibinigay sa kanila ng Diyos mula sa mga puno sa hardin ng Eden, ay pinagnasaan nila ang bunga ng puno ng kaalaman ng mabuti at masama na ipinagbabawal ng Diyos na kainin. Si Eva ay nilinlang ni Satanas at natukso, at si Adan ay sumuway sa utos ng Diyos na naging dahilan upang ang kasalanan ay pumasok sa mundo at ang kalikasan ng kasalanan ay naipamana sa sangkatauhan.
Both Cain and Abel desired to approach God. As for Cain, he knew he was a sinner, yet he was determined to dare to come to God his own way, to bring an offering to God of what fruit he had grown on his own ground and thought God would accept it. God could not accept Abel's offering because he was an evil, unrepentant man who refused to obey God.
Ninais ni Cain at Abel na lumapit sa Diyos. Batid ni Cain na siya ay makasalanan, subalit siya ay desidido lumapit sa Diyos sa sarili niyang pamamaraan. Inakala niyang tatanggapin ng Diyos ang alay niyang mga bunga na kanyang pinaghirapang patubuin sa kanyang lupain. Subalit tinanggihan ng Diyos ang kanyang alay, sapagkat siya ay masama at walang pagsisisi at tumangging sumunod sa Diyos.
Abel also knew that he was a sinner, but he had faith in God and obeyed him. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4 tells us, God accepted Abel's offering because he took a lamb from his flock and offered it to God. Therefore, the lamb's blood was shed, the lamb's life was taken, and God accepted this from Abel, and it was by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
Batid din ni Abel na siya ay makasalanan, subalit mayroon siyang pananampalataya at sumusunod sa utos ng Diyos. Sa Aklat ng Hebreo, kabanatang 11 at chapter 11 at verse 4 ay sinasabi, tinanggap ng Diyos ang alay niyang isang tupa mula sa kanyang kawan. Ang tupa ay pinatay at ibinuhos ang dugo bilang alay.
Abel's faith in God was a saving faith. Through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus on the cross many years later, Abel's sins would be forgiven. Abel's offering of a lamb pleased God because it pointed forward to the perfect, sinless Lord Jesus coming to earth as the Lamb of God and suffering for the sin of the world. John chapter 1 and verse 20 says, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Ang pananampalataya ni Abel ang nagligtas sa kanya. Ang Diyos ay nasiyahan sa alay niyang tupa, sapagkat ito ay naglalarawan sa pag-aalay ng Panginoong Hesus sa kanyang buhay sa krus. Makalipas ang maraming taon na sa pamamagitan nito ay naligtas din si Abel. Sa aklat ng Juan chapter 1 verse 29 ay nagsasaad, Masdan ang kordero ng Diyos na nag-aalis ng kasalanan ng sanlibutan.
There are so many people in the world today who reject the Lord Jesus and his sacrifice as the only means of salvation. They love their sin. Some rely on religion and try to work out their own way of being accepted by God. Only the Lord Jesus can save. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved."
Sa ating kapanahunan ngayon, maraming tao ang tumatanggi sa Panginoong Jesus at sa kanyang alay bilang natatanging paraan upang makamit ang kaligtasan. Nananatili sila sa kanilang mga kasalanan. Ang ilan ay umaasa sa kanilang relihiyon at gumagawa ng sariling daan upang matanggap ng Diyos. Sa Aklat ng Mga Gawa, chapter 4, verse 12, ay nagsasaad, "At sa kanino mang iba ay walang kaligtasan, sapagkat walang pangalan sa silong ng langit na ibinigay sa mga tao na sukat nating ikaligtas. Tanging ang Panginoong Jesus lamang ang makapagliligtas sa atin."
From the verses we read in Hebrews chapter 11, we learn what real faith in God is. It is placing your confidence in God's word, the Bible. The things hoped for in verse 1 of that chapter is not some vague hope. It is certain, because you can trust everything God says. The Lord Jesus said in John chapter 17 and verse 17, "Thy word is truth." God cannot lie.
Sa mga talatang ating binasa sa aklat ng Hebreo chapter 11, napag-alaman natin ang kahulugan ng totoong pananampalataya. Ito ang paglalagay ng kumpiyansa o tiwala sa salita ng Diyos, ang Biblia. Ang mga bagay na inaasahan sa verse 1 ay hindi itong walang katiyakan. Ito ay tiyak, sapagkat mapagkakatiwalaan ang lahat ng salita ng Diyos. Ang Panginoong Jesus ay nagsabi, ang iyong salita ay katotohanan. Ito ay matatagpuan sa aklat ng Juan chapter 17 verse 7. At ang Diyos ay hindi nagsisinungaling.
John 17 verse 17. Faith is also the evidence of things not seen. Even though we cannot see God, we know that the Lord Jesus came to earth and he is God. The Lord Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
At ang pananampalataya ay katibayan ng mga bagay na hindi nakikita. At kahit hindi natin nasilayan ang Diyos, batid natin na ang Panginoong Jesus ay naparito sa daigdig at siya ay Diyos. Kanyang binanggit sa aklat ng Juan chapter 14 verse 6, "Ako ang daan, ang katotohanan at ang buhay. Walang makararating sa Ama kung hindi sa pamamagitan ko."
Now, because Abel had faith in God, and unlike Cain, who insisted on his own way and his sins were unforgiven, Abel was obedient to God by offering that sacrifice. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, concerning approach to God, that without faith it is impossible to please him.
At dahil si Abel ay may pananampalataya, siya ay subunod sa Diyos sa pagbibigay ng kanyang alay, sapagkat nasasaad sa aklat ng Hebreo, chapter 11, verse 6, patungkol sa ating paglapit sa Diyos, kung walang pananampalataya, ay imposibleng lumapit sa Kanya. Hindi kagaya ni Cain na nagpilit lumapit sa Diyos sa kanyang sariling pamamaraan, kung kaya't hindi napatawad ang kanyang mga kasalanan.
Cain just went on in his sins, and in the end he slew his own brother Abel. How tragic. The first child ever to be born became a murderer. There is no limit to where a life of sin will take you. Cain's works were evil, and he was of the wicked one, Satan. He was never saved. He never believed God, but rebelled against God all his life. Therefore, he went to hell and will be in the lake of fire forever.
Nagpatuloy si Cain sa kanyang kasalanan at sa huli ay kanyang pinatay ang sariling kapatid. Nakalulunos, ang unang anak na ipinanganak sa mundo ay naging mamamatay tao. Walang limitasyon kung saan ka dadalhin ng iyong kasalanan. Ang gawa ni Cain ay masama at siya ay kabahagi ng mga masasama. Hindi siya naniwala sa Diyos, bagkus siya ay nagrebelde. Kung kaya't siya ay hindi naligtas, kung kaya't siya ay magtutungo sa impyerno at sa dagatang apoy magpasawalang hanggan.
Of Abel, God said that he was righteous. He was still a sinner, but on the basis of the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus on the cross, God forgave Abel his sins on the basis of his faith in God. He became righteous in the sight of God, and because the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, he was justified. That is, God cleared Abel of his guilt. So he will be saved from the eternal judgment of God.
Ang Diyos ay nagpahayag na si Abel ay matuwid. Siya ay isa pa ding makasalanan. Subalit sa pamamagitan ng pagdurusa at kamatayan ng Panginoong Hesus sa krus, ang kanyang kasalanan ay napatawad. At dahilan sa pananampalataya ni Abel, siya ay ipinahayag na matuwid sa harap ng Diyos. Sapagkat ang Panginoong Hesus ay nabuhay na muli, si Abel ay pinawalang sala at ligtas sa walang hanggang kahatulan ng Diyos.
As we close this gospel message for today, let us read from Romans chapter 10, verse 17, which says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Today you have heard, again, the word of God, but are you prepared to believe it?
At sa ating pagtatapos sa mensahe ng Ebanghelyo sa araw na ito, sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 10, verse 17, ay nagpapahayag, ang pananampalataya ay nakakamit sa pamamagitan ng pakikinig at pakikinig sa salita ng Diyos. At sa araw na ito ay muli niyo itong napakinggan. Handa ba kayong maniwala sa salita ng Diyos?
Do not be like Cain, who lived an evil life, refusing to repent of his sin and refusing to believe God, died in his sins and will be in the lake of fire in torments forever. Have faith in God, like Abel.
Huwag maging kagaya ni Cain na tumangging magsisi at maniwala sa Diyos at nagpatuloy at namatay sa makasalanang pamumuhay at magtutungo sa dagat-dagatang apoy magpakailanman. Manampalataya sa Diyos na gaya ni Abel.
The Lord Jesus will save you today if you repent of your sins and put your trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today to save you and forgive your sins. And he will receive you to heaven with him forever. You never know when your life on earth will end, when the Lord Jesus will come again, or when you may die. If you are not saved before either of those events take place, then it will be too late, forever too late to be saved.
Ililigtas kayo ng Panginoong Jesus ngayon kung kayo ay magsisisi sa inyong mga kasalanan at kung magtitiwala sa Kanya bilang Panginoon at Tagapagligtas. Patatawarin ng Diyos ang inyong mga kasalanan at tatanggapin kayo sa kalangitan kasama Niya magpasawalang hanggan. Hindi natin alam kung kailan matatapos ang ating pamamalagi dito sa daigdig. Sa pagbabalik muli ng Panginoong Hesus, kung ang kamatayan ay sumapit na, kung hindi pa kayo ligtas, kapag ang pangyayaring ito ay maganap, magiging huli na ang lahat upang magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
Acts chapter 16 and verse 31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved."
Sa aklat ng mga gawa, chapter 16, verse 31, ay nagsasaad. Sumagot naman sila, "Sumasampalataya ka sa Panginoong Hesus at maliligtas ka,
Romans chapter 10, finally, and verse 9. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved."
At sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 10, verse 9, sinasabi dito, kung ipahayag ng iyong labi na si Jesus ay Panginoon at buong puso kang sasampalataya na siya'y muling binuhay ng Diyos, maliligtas ka.
Now we'll close with prayer. God and Father, we come to Thee at the close of our time together. Serious things have been mentioned. The destiny of where each one of us will be in eternity. And it all depends on what we think of Christ and what we've done with Him. Someone may be thinking to themselves just now, "What then shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ?" But we've read the answer, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that there at the cross, where He shed His blood, paid the price that our sins might be forgiven, that no one may pass Him by, that no one may miss the opportunity of being saved, that no one on the call will put that matter of their soul's eternal destiny, may not put that off any longer, may see how the Lord Jesus loves them and died for them. We thank Thee that God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And we pray that someone today may turn in repentance, turn from their sin, and trust Thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as their very own Lord and Saviour from this moment on, and live lives pleasing to Thee. This is why we're on this call today. We want to see sinners saved and forgiven and on their way to heaven to be with the Lord Jesus. We thank Thee for this time together. Bless everyone according to need of each one on the call. We ask these things in the worthy and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.